This goes out to someone that was once the most important person in my life. I didn't realize it at the time. I can't forgive myself for the way I treated you, so.
大家好，欢迎来到凯瑟琳升职记，我是包。首先我们复习一下上一期学过的内容。Working on the weekend is the pit. 周末加班真是很讨厌的事。Catherine 和一位同事在外出差，这次是个大项目，但由于准备的不够充分，加上其他一些因素，项目还是没有谈成，两人都很沮丧。Catherine 便对同事说 ：“I'm going to break the news to the boss。”小喇叭 ，I'm going to break the news to the boss。我准备把这一消息告诉老板。Break 在口语中有告知、透露之意。如 break a story 透露一则新闻，所以 break something to somebody 就是指把某事告知某人，通常指的是不好的消息或事件，有不得已而为之的成分在内。此外 break 还可以物作主语，表示被公开、传开、被披露，如 there was a public outcry when the scandal broke， 丑闻传开后引起了公愤。英语情景句 We've done so much and spent so much money on this program， but the result I can't believe itWell, let it be. I'm going to break the news to the manager. 好，今天的节目我们就到这里，谢谢大家收听，我们下次再见。I need you and I miss you and I want you and I love you cause I wanna hold you, I wanna kiss you. You were my everything and I really miss you. I need you and I miss you and I want you and I love you cause I wanna hold you, I wanna kiss you.